What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome into Eagles 360. I'm Fran Duffy, and I'm joined to my left by a man who needs no introduction, Eagles legend Brian Westbrook. And Brian, a little bit of uncharted territory here for Eagles fans. We haven't lost a game now here in Philadelphia for over 10 weeks, but now that we're a few hours removed from the loss out in Seattle, initial takeaways, a lot of what-ifs in this game.
Certainly an awful lot of what-ifs. I think our team was flying high coming into this game, and after you listen to Doug Peterson after the game, he said they didn't have a very good week of practice, they didn't seem very prepared, and they started slow. All those things are certainly recipes for disaster.
Yeah, and I think when you look at the stats overall in this game, you know, over 100 yards in terms of yards differential for the Eagles in their favor. Time of possession, the Eagles win. Third down, kind of a wash. Comes down to two numbers. Turnovers, the Eagles turned it all over twice. Seattle, zero times. And then down in the red zone, 0 for 2 in the red zone. Seattle, 3 for 3.
This football can really be a simple thing. If you turn the ball over and the other team doesn't, then at that point, you're going to lose a football game. We had great opportunities. We turned the ball over going into the end zone. Those things came back to haunt us. We weren't able to overcome it. Really, this is one of the first games that we've had in a long time that we had a mobile quarterback that was able to get outside of the pocket, be able to throw inside of the pocket. He made us pay for a lot of the mistakes that we made.
Yeah, let's transition now, talking into this about this Eagles offense in a segment presented by Golden Nugget, where Philly gets engaged. And, Brian, let's start with the quarterback, Carson Wentz. Obviously, not his best performance. He came out a little bit flat, never really looked comfortable in that first half against Seattle, but I thought he bounced back strong second half. Overall thoughts on his performance in this game?
Well, I think you're right. Carson did bounce back in the second half. I think when you come out, and what this team has done very, very well is come out strong in the first half. Unfortunately, Carson just wasn't as accurate as he normally is in the first half. And I think because of that, Doug Peterson had to change some of his play calls. He wasn't as aggressive as a play caller, and the offense suffered because of that. And now you're going into the second half, and you're saying, we have to throw everything at the wall, and let's go out there and try to make something happen. And Carson Wentz responded. That's what you kind of want from a young quarterback. Unfortunately, it just was a little bit too much. It wasn't enough, and it was a little bit too late.
Yeah, it was early in the second half of that opening drive, and you kind of see him make some of those throws where you say, There's Carson Wentz. You see that throw he made to Nelson Agholor in the fourth quarter where he's got a defender draped over him and he makes a throw on a line 50-plus yards down the field. You wish you just saw a little bit more of that early in the game.
It just seemed like early on he wasn't comfortable. He wasn't comfortable in the pocket. And one of the things that we talk about on the defensive side of the ball all the time is not allowing quarterbacks to be comfortable inside of the pocket. And last night it looked like Carson was never quite comfortable inside of that pocket. And I think some of those throws, especially early on in the game, were a result of him not being comfortable.
And I think what you saw the coaching staff and Doug Peterson do early in that game, like you mentioned, he came out a little bit flat. Mm-hmm. They start getting the run game going. Yes. You see Jay Ajayi, you see LeGarrette Blount. What were your thoughts seeing them run the football early in that first half?
Well, I'm glad they got that run game going. I think they did a very good job with that. You wish it just turned into points. At the end of the day, you can run up and down the field, but if you're not getting touchdowns, which we've been very good at getting touchdowns instead of field goals, then it really is all for nothing. And so this team, we didn't score the touchdowns that we needed. You were right. 0 for 2 in the red zone. You can't win in a treacherous environment in Seattle and turn the ball over if you're not scoring touchdowns.
The margin for error when you go into a place like CenturyLink, it's very, very small. Last week, Zach Ertz becomes the first Eagles receiver to pull in over 100 yards receiving. So what do you get this week? Nelson Agholor follows that up, another Eagles receiver over 100 yards. And I just think the story of Nelson Agholor, who last year at this time in CenturyLink Field, probably rock bottom of his career with the performance out there against the Seahawks, comes back 141 yards, a touchdown in this game. What did you see from Nelson this week?
Nelson is the most explosive offensive weapon that this team has. And I think we can get him the ball. He caught 7 balls yesterday. We could have threw him the ball. He could have caught another 7 balls. I think he's that type of player. If you get him in space, he can be explosive. He can make big plays. I think as the season continues to progress, and I know we've had an awful lot of games already, but as this season continues to go on, Doug is going to have to try to find a way to get one-on-one matchups. Byron Maxwell yesterday, you got to take advantage of him. He's a guy that cannot cover very well. I think Nelson Agholor probably should have got 12 balls yesterday because Byron Maxwell was checking him. He's not very good in coverage.
And then when you look on the other side, Alshon Jeffrey, before the game on Saturday, big news, he signs his 4-year extension. I guess outside of the game, he had 4 catches, over 15 yards per reception against the Seahawks. What do you think overall on the extension for number 17?
Well, I'm happy for him. I think it was a big-time deal, and it gives Carson Wentz a bit of security. He's going to have the same guys on the outside being able to catch the ball. Now you have the ability to build that relationship through the offseason. And Carson and the receivers do a great job of that throughout their offseason. And that's a good thing. I think Howie's trying to take the same type of playbook that Joe Banner had. When you see a guy that's going to be productive on your football team for a long time, you try to sign them early before they hit free agency.
Yeah, I think you could say the same about Timmy Jernigan. Yes, they trade for him, and you see he is such a great fit in this scheme. Make sure we lock him up.
You know, the weird thing, and I think Howie and Andy Wydell and Joe Douglas have done a great job of this, of bringing in the right type of guys, guys that love football, guys that want to go out and practice, perfect their game every single day. And now you have guys that are not complaining about anything. Alshon certainly could have complained about not touching the ball enough or not getting enough looks. He hasn't said anything. He just goes out there and competes every single weekend and has certainly made this team better.
This offense and the offensive line in particular had a huge test with the Seattle front seven and everything that they offer. Doesn't get much easier this week against the L.A. Rams because the Rams rank third in the NFL right now, 37 sacks for that outfit. You've got Aaron Donald on the inside, who's one of the best interior disruptors in the NFL. You've got Robert Quinn, Michael Brockers. A lot of dangerous threats up front for this Rams defense.
The most important thing, and we talked about it, talking about the Seattle game, but the most important thing for our offense is making sure that Carson Wentz is comfortable. If that means max protection, leaving the backs in, leaving the tight ends in, allowing Carson to get his feet underneath them early on in the football game, that's what we have to do. We just need to make sure that either, one, he gets the ball out of his hands early, or we're max protecting and blocking it up so that he's comfortable in the pocket. If this team wants to win, Carson has to be comfortable. He wasn't comfortable against Seattle.